Full of Surprises by Scott Merrill. Read by Alfred Gingold. Stan, my kids are gonna love this puppy, Mrs. Adamson gushed. He's so cute and cuddly and so, I don't know, so spontaneous. Stan Stanislavski was the owner of Stanimal's Pet Shop. Yep, animals are full of surprises, Mrs. Adamson, he smiled. Just full of them. The woman hugged the puppy closely, and it licked happily at her cheek as they left the shop. When they were gone, Stan locked the door behind them and put the closed sign in the window. In the rear of the shop, he opened the cellar door and went down the stairs. The basement was a jumble of broken cages, empty boxes, and old pet toys. Nestled among this debris was a large table, which held an assortment of stainless steel utensils, cutting utensils. There was also a covered birdcage on the table and a large crate on the floor next to it. There were customs forms and shipping labels on the crate and one crudely painted word, Python. Stan pried off one of the slats. Sure enough, a large python was coiled up inside. The bright light made it stir. Not yet, my friend, Stan said. I have a couple birds to attend to first. He replaced the slat. He uncovered the bird cage, revealing two fat, brightly colored parrots. He grabbed one and held it tightly on the table while he selected a large, cleaver-like knife. With a swift, skillful motion, he swung the knife, swoosh, and chopped the bird's head off. Then, with a scalpel, he sliced open the bird's belly. He probed inside and pulled out six round packets. Then he chucked the carcass into the trash can beside the table. He examined the packets. They were almost like eggs, man-made eggs, filled with heroin. This was Stan's real business. He imported exotic critters from around the world. Some he sold upstairs in the shop. But most of them came in special shipments, full of small packets of junk. The python was an experiment. One python could hold as much product as several small animals, reducing the number of shipments and the risk. Stan was anxious to open it, but he wanted to do the second bird first. "Okay, Birdie," he said as he opened the cage. "Your turn." The bird squawked. "Awk! Your turn! Your turn." Stan chuckled. He set the bird on the table and it pecked at the silvery knives. "So, you like shiny things, eh, Birdie?" "Not for long, I bet." He held the bird down and raised the cleaver. Just as he started his downswing, crash! A noise from upstairs. The door. Someone had broken in. Startled, he loosened his grip. And the bird fluttered away. "Awk! Your turn!" He heard footsteps, then crash. They were trashing the shop. Clutching the cleaver, he bounded up the stairs. He flung open the door and saw a man. Skinny, long greasy hair, bad teeth, obviously a junkie. Stan recognized him at once, a lowlife type who had scored from him before. He was hurling things wildly around the room. "What the fuck are you doing?" Stan screamed. The junkie turned, startled. He drew a handgun from his belt and fired a wild shot. Bam! Stan dived for cover, then scurried back down the stairs. He hid behind some boxes. The junkie followed. "Where the hell are you, Stan? All I want is the smack, then I'll go." Without getting up, Stan answered, "It's on the table." The junkie took the packets. "Come on, you got more than this. Cough it up, Stan. I got a gun here." Bam. He fired another wild shot, just to prove his point. Stan cringed. "There's a python in that crate," he called out. "The smack's inside it. That's how I smuggle it in." The junkie saw the crate marked Python. The slat on top had slid off to the side. The crate was empty. "There ain't no Python in this crate, Stan. It's empty." Stan jumped up.
"What?"
Bam. The junkie took another shot at him. It missed Stan again, but this time it was close, and with a clang it knocked the cleaver from Stan's grip. It flew several feet and landed among the clutter on the other side of the room.
"Shit!"
Stan exclaimed as he dived for cover behind the piles of boxes and cages.
"Bad move, Stan," the junkie crowed.
"See? I don't need you no more. All's I gotta do is find the snake." Quietly, Stan inched toward the table. He needed one of those knives. Creeping slowly in the dark space behind the boxes, he suddenly found himself face to face with the python. He shuddered. It was a monster, maybe 12 feet long. In a panic, Stan scooted backwards, knocking over boxes and cages. The python slithered slowly after him. Stan stood up and leapt aside just as the snake lunged. It flew past him and landed in a pile of squeaky pet toys.
Squeaker! Squeaker! Squeaker!
Bam! The junkie fired, wild. Stan grabbed a broken cage and hurled it. It hit the junkie in the knees, tripping him up. He fell, and the gun skidded across the floor. Stan rushed the table, grabbed the largest knife he could find, and pounced, but the junkie was too fast. He rolled to one side, and Stan landed hard on the cold concrete. Then the junkie was on his feet, kicking Stan's face, but Stan swung the knife and sliced the junkie's ankle. He fell to his knees, clutching the edge of the table for support. With an upward thrust, Stan slashed the knife through the junkie's throat, spraying blood everywhere. The junkie collapsed and pulled the table over with him. The birdcage slid off the table, crashed into Stan's head, and knocked him cold. When he came to, Stan immediately became aware of a sharp pain in his thigh. He looked down and directly into the eyes of the python, its full array of teeth. 70 or so razor-sharp, rearward-pointing daggers were buried in Stan's thigh, gripping him tightly as its body coiled around him, constricted. Stan was completely immobilized, except his right arm was free. He saw the cleaver on the floor, inches away, his only hope. He stretched, stretched. It was close, so close he almost had it. Then, a flapping sound. The parrot landed near the shiny knife. It pecked at it a few times, then grasped the handle with its beak and dragged the knife a few inches out of Stan's reach.
"No!"
Stan cried.
"No!"
At that moment, the python released its grip on Stan's thigh and slithered up along his body until Stan was staring at it, eye to eye. The python opened its mouth and unhinged its jaws. Horrified, Stan gazed helplessly into the huge maw. The parrot released its grip on the knife handle.
"Awk! Your turn!"
it squawked.
"Awk! Your turn!"